Caitlin Hamilton, sociology major, Spanish minor.
When she isn't being offed by the PISA, Caitlin leads a normal life, but not a quiet one. At our first class meeting, Caitlin said that in Oaxaca, she wants to find something to spark her passion. But she obviously has been sparked in some way already. Her frantic movements and bursts of noise are both endearing and cause for violent laughter. I see in her a sensitivity that I relate to. Sensitivity will buy you a lot this day and age, but no matter the day of the week or the years you've endured, it won't think twice about kicking you to the curb and scoffing at your plea for cab fare. To put it sensitively, it works in mysteriously cruel ways. Caitlin knows this, and would put her money where her mouth was if she could ever track either down. That wasn't the word so well. Caitlin surprises me more and more every day. Usually it's on my way to school, where she'll jump up from behind a turn and scream in my face. But other times, it is with her attractive nature. And she doesn't have magnets in her pockets, so it must be due to something special. Something that I can't put my finger on.
I don't care how many compliments you dish out. Don't touch me.
Don't worry, Caitlin. I said that I can't put my finger on it. At Redlands, Caitlin finds herself in a sorority. I asked if she ever pondered finding her way out, and her response told me no.
No.
She likes the company, and is not scared to put her stock into it. Although I myself would never join a sorority, I respect her choice. Caitlin's hair doesn't reach her waist, but that doesn't mean that her life is a waste and will never reach great heights.
Don't even allude to that, Max. I'm going straight to the top.
She was so sure. I wasn't. What if we all move underground, Caitlin?
That won't happen, Max. God, you're so negative. I'm surprised you're not already under the ground with that attitude. 6 feet under the ground.
She doesn't know that I plan to be cremated, but Caitlin isn't one for details.
I'm not two for them either.
Caitlin just is not a number person. They put her off so much that she keeps track of her age by letters in the alphabet.
I just turned you the other week.
That's great, Caitlin. Very reassuring. So what happens when you turn 27?
There you go again, Max. Jesus.
Caitlin won't look into the future unless she is getting paid to. How's that, Caitlin?
That's Madame Caitlin to you. Now put your money on the table.
I don't have any money on me.
I foresee someone getting angry with you in the near future.
What are you talking about?
God damn it, Max.
Caitlin's Spanish has gotten very good.
I wish I could say the same about your English, Max.
What do you mean?
Has gotten very good. What are you, in sixth grade?
Caitlin is much nicer to me when speaking in Spanish.
No es verdad, Maximiliano, y tú lo sabes.
No matter the language, Caitlin gives me a time that should never be described as soft.
How should it be described then, Mr. Smart Guy?
I'd say you give me a hard time.
Yeah, you're right. I'd probably use the word soft more to describe you.
God, Caitlin, can you let up a little?
No, but I can't let you down, numbnuts.
It was the first time in my adult life that I had been called numbnuts, and it hurt.
Aw, did that hurt, Max?
Yeah, a little.
They can't hurt if they're numb, can they, Sherlock?
She got me yet again. But it is important to note that not all of our interactions end in name-calling.
Yeah, they do shit for brains.
You're not writing this tale, Caitlin. I am.
Whatever you say, cattle tongue.
Did you just call me cattle tongue?
You heard me, champagne crotch.
At least you can get original. And speaking of champagne, Caitlin is not shy to kick back with you on a night out in Oaxaca. She is 21 years of age, but doesn't need to be in order to drink in this country.
I don't have to be anything I don't want to be.
She will announce with a twang at the end of a long night. And I don't dare tell her otherwise. I'm too young. Caitlin hasn't wasted any time adopting herself into Latin American culture.
Sometimes the adoption process just takes so long, so I thought I'd do it myself, minus the paperwork.
She ingratiates herself to people quicker than she drops it like it's hot. And for those of us ingratiated, we know that is fast work. Caitlin's key to unlocking Mexican hearts is gold and fits most doors.
I carry it with me wherever I go.
The rest of the group has tried to make copies, but the man at the key shop is so sweet on Caitlin that he won't do it without her permission. Caitlin! We scream in unison. Give us the key! Or at least tell it to us!
Are you all ready for a storybook ending?
Yes! We scream on.
It's inside each one of you.
Oh, gracias, Captain.
How's that, Max?